P-Town Players are proud to present a radio theater adaptation of Father Knows Best.
Extensive research has proved conclusively that there are two kinds of husbands. One, the husband who takes absolutely no interest whatsoever in household affairs. And two, the husband whose wife wishes he'd mind his own business and leave things alone. In Springfield, in the white frame house on Maple Street, Jim Anderson is about to demonstrate that there is no happy medium like this.
6 goes into 36. 6 times. 6 goes into 42. 7 times? Kathy, why don't you stop that? You know Mother has a headache. But I gotta learn my 6 gazintas.
Margaret, can I have another cup of coffee, please?
Of course, dear. Bud, stop banging your feet on the table.
I wasn't banging my feet. I was just... Holy cow! Look at the time. I gotta go. Come on, Squirt.
Stop hauling me.
See you later, everybody.
Bud, don't slam the door.
Did you call me, Dad?
Never mind.
Okay.
Mother, why don't you lie down for a while? I'll take care of the dishes.
That's very sweet, Betty, but it isn't necessary.
All right. I'll come home in case you need me for anything.
All right, dear.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Betty. Your head's still aching, honey.
Oh, it's really nothing, Jim. I don't know why everyone makes such a fuss over a little headache. You'd think I were dying.
Margaret?
Yes, dear?
You know, you haven't been looking very well lately.
Well, that's a pleasant way to start the day. How to cheer your wife up in 6 easy lessons.
I don't mean you look that bad. I mean you just look so tired.
Jim, dear, in 5 years I'll be 40. Then you can swap me in for 2 20s.
Margaret, I'm being very serious about this. If you want to treat it as a joke, go
all
right
ahead. All right, dear. I'll try and be more respectful.
Oh, well, where was I?
Well, you were telling me that I look like an old hag.
Oh, well, that's not what I said at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. A young hag.
Margaret, I'm merely trying to be helpful. I think I know why you're tired, and I believe I have the answer to the whole problem.
Oh, you're going to send the children to Timbuktu?
Well, that had occurred to me, but I think I have a better idea. What you need is a housekeeper.
Oh, Jim, don't be ridiculous.
I don't see anything ridiculous about it at all. The Gilroys have a housekeeper, and I sell 3 times as much insurance as he does.
It's not a question of how much insurance you sell. We don't need a housekeeper. And where would she sleep? Or haven't you even thought of that?
Of course I thought of that. She can sleep in the den and the rollaway bed.
Jim, I don't want a housekeeper.
Then when people like the Edwards come over for dinner, there wouldn't be all the fuss and worry.
Jim?
Yes, dear?
Who are the Edwards?
You remember them, don't you? We met them at the Hathaways last week. He's a little stocky fellow with a red face. President of the Chamber of Commerce. Remember?
They're coming to dinner when?
Tomorrow night. Didn't I tell you? I could have sworn.
Jim, is there any connection between the Edwards and the sudden passion for a housekeeper?
Of course not. I thought, well... You've been working so hard, and you have a headache.
And there isn't any reason for wanting to impress Mr. Edwards or Mrs. Edwards, is there?
Margaret, I just finished telling you the whole thing. Well, actually, Edwards is the head of the Chamber of Commerce, and there's an opening on the board.
Oh, and Bert Gilroy's trying to get it.
Well, the Edwards had dinner with the Gilroys.
And the Gilroys have a housekeeper, and so you thought if we blossomed forth with a housekeeper, we...
Margaret, being on the Chamber of Commerce is a very great honor. I certainly think it's worth a small expenditure of time and energy.
Jim?
Yes, Margaret?
No housekeeper.
Well, if you'd only listen to me rather than flying off the handle.
I am not flying off the handle. I am merely telling you, simply, quietly, and without emotion, no housekeeper.
There was an ad in the paper only last night.
No housekeeper.
All she wanted was $75 for the month, and she'll take complete charge.
No housekeeper.
She's courteous, efficient, energetic, loyal.
No.
A wonderful cook, neat as a pin, loves children. Margaret, why don't you give her a trial?
No.
Honey, this isn't something you decide on the spur of the moment. Why don't you think it over?
All right, I can't see any harm in that.
That's a good girl. Well, I've got to go now. I'll call you right after lunch.
All right, dear. Oh, and Jim, I've thought it over.
Margaret?
No housekeeper. Is that you, Jim?
Yes, dear. I'm home. Just put your things down there for a minute, Mrs. Collins.
Okay. Nice looking place, ain't it?
Well, it's comfortable.
The children are upstairs, and as soon as you're ready, we'll have... Well, hello.
Hiya.
Margaret, this is Mrs. Collins.
Oh. Well, how do you do?
Well, to tell you the truth, I ain't doing so good. My feet are killing me, and I got a pain in my back I wouldn't wish on my first husband.
I see. Jim, will you come out into the kitchen with me for a moment? I'd like to speak with you.
Hey, you got a piano. Oh, that's nice. I always like a house where they got a piano. Shows culture. If there's one thing I'm just nuts about, it's culture.
Well, just make yourself at home, Mrs. Collins. We'll only be a minute.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to worry about me. I got plenty of time.
Jim Anderson.
Now, wait a minute, Margaret. I can explain the whole thing.
I don't want any explanation. I don't want a housekeeper. I told you that this morning.
But honey, I hired her last night. I thought you'd be happy.
Oh, I am. I'm the happiest woman in the whole world, and I want you to get that person out of my house.
Oh, look, Angel, it isn't worth quarreling about. Nothing is.
I know, Jim, but our home's too small for a housekeeper. We don't need one.
Now, Margaret, Mrs. Collins can be a great help. Don't you see, Margaret? She's a diamond in the rough. Mrs. Collins is very competent. Why, in 1 year, she worked for 9 of the best families in Springfield.
Only 9? Well, she certainly does get around, doesn't she?
Well, they just didn't understand her. With a little training, she can be one of the best housekeepers in the whole town. She said so herself.
Jim, if we ever take a trip to New York, will you promise me one thing? Don't pay more than $50 for the Brooklyn Bridge.
Hey, ain't you two finished talking yet? It's getting late. I gotta get dinner rolling.
Mrs. Collins, I've been talking to my husband.
Why don't you talk to him in the parlor? It's getting dinner time and I got work to do. Hey, some kitchen.
Jim?
Well, all right, Margaret. Mrs. Collins... I'm awfully sorry, but we've decided that, well, after all, you really won't be comfortable sleeping in the den.
Oh, stop worrying about it, will you? I got it all figured out. We can move, what's your boy's name?
You mean Bud?
Yeah, Bud. We can switch him into the den. I move into his room and everybody's happy.
Well, it's not quite that simple, Mrs. Collins. I told my husband this morning.
Hey, wait a minute. When have you been having breakfast?
Well, at 8 o'clock, but it isn't really going to make any difference because...
From now on, breakfast is going to be at 7 o'clock.
Now, see here, Mrs. Collins.
Wait, Jim. This is becoming very interesting. What else, Mrs. Collins?
Well, I ain't nobody's personal maid, so everybody hangs up his own stuff. And if I find any pants hanging on the back of a chair, don't be surprised if I just chuck them out the window.
Well, don't look at me, Margaret. I don't leave my pants on the chair.
No? Go ahead, Mrs. Collins. I think I'm beginning to like this whole idea.
Well, I don't mind if you invite folks to dinner. Matter of fact, I like company. But I gotta have 48 hours notice.
That seems logical.
Wait a minute. What if it's impossible? What if somebody comes in from out of town?
Take them to a restaurant. There's lots of restaurants in Springfield.
Margaret, if you think...
Jim, please. Mrs. Collins is talking.
Oh, that's okay. I finished anyway. Now, why don't you two kids go inside and relax, and I'll start fixing up the food.
All right, Mrs. Collins. Come on, kid.
Margaret, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If you think...
Jim, you heard Mrs. Collins. We've got to go inside and relax.
That's right. Take it easy. I got everything under control.
Come on, Jim. Mrs. Collins has work to do.
Margaret, that woman's impossible.
Oh, I don't think so, dear. She's, a diamond in the rough, remember?
Yeah, but how rough can you get? She wasn't anything like that when I talked to her last night.
Well, we'll give it a try for a while. That's what you want, isn't it?
Margaret, I'm going into the kitchen and fire her right now.
Why, Jim, that wouldn't be fair. She's worked for 9 of the finest families in Springfield. And with the Edwards coming to dinner...
Oh, no, she can't be around then.
Wasn't that the general idea? We've got to, impress the Edwards. And unless I'm very much mistaken, they will be impressed.
Oh, Margaret, every...
Hey, Jim!
Jim?
Get the kids down. Soup's on.
Well, that was quite an about-face for Mother Anderson. If only Father would have talked to her first, there wouldn't have been any argument. And the way things are going, it doesn't look like she'll brook any arguments from Father. And I don't think I'll run into any argument on this point. I say when you buy cocoa, just one thing means real value. It's flavor. The flavor you get for your money. And extra flavor is what you get in our Farewell Cottage Cocoa. That wonderful, good to the very last sip flavor no other cocoa has to offer. No cocoa, but Farewell Cottage. A day has passed, as days have a habit of doing, and once again it's dinner time in the white frame house on Maple Street. This time, however, it's a special dinner with company. The children are stashed away in the breakfast nook, and a uniformed housekeeper is there to wait on the table. Mr. Edwards, president of the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, says,
"In the last 4 years, Anderson, bank clearances in the greater Springfield area have increased a total of almost 9.2%, and that's progress."
To which Jim Anderson replied,
"It certainly is, Mr. Edwards. That's progress if I ever heard it."
At which point, the new housekeeper, Mrs. Collins, observed,
"Now why don't you two stop gabbing and eat your soup?"
"Mrs. Collins, I think I smell something burning in the kitchen."
"Oh, it's your imagination, dearie. Everything's all cooked. Say, Jim."
"Yes, Mrs. Collins?"
"If it's all right, could I take off this funny-looking cap? I don't mind the uniform, but the cap's driving me nuts."
"Mrs. Collins, why don't you wait in the kitchen until we call you?"
"I can't hear anything in the kitchen. What do you want to do, talk about me? Go ahead, I don't mind."
"I think you'd better go into the kitchen."
"Okay, if that's the way you want it. You finished, Mrs. Edwards?"
Yes, thank you."
Look, dearie, if I was you, I'd lay off the bread. With a shape like yours, it's moita."
"Well, really?"
"Mrs. Collins, will you please go into the kitchen?"
"Okay, I can take a hint. Yell if you want me."
"I'm sorry, Mr. Edwards. You were saying something about progress?"
"I was? Oh, yes, I was, wasn't I? I think the Chamber of Commerce feels that its contribution to the progress of Greater Springfield..."
"Never mind, I'll get it."
"Keep right on, Mr. Edwards. It's very interesting."
What is?"
"Well, whatever you're going to say."
"Hello. Oh, hello, Bessie. Go ahead, folks. It's for me. Oh, it's cooking, Bess."
"Hasn't the weather been beautiful, Mrs. Edwards?"
"Yeah, you don't
say." "I haven't noticed, really, when you're as busy as I am, you know, club work, charities."
"Oh, yeah."
"Yes, indeed. Grace manages to keep herself pretty busy. It's getting so I have to make an appointment to see her myself."
"You don't have any children, do you, Mr. Edwards?"
No, I'm sorry to say, Mrs. Edwards and I have never been blessed."
"I know, right? I gotta bounce. That was my cousin Bessie on the phone. She's just a scream."
"I'm sure she must be, Mrs. Collins, but I believe we're ready for the next course."
"You know, she was just telling me..."
"Mrs. Collins, we're ready for the next course."
"Okay, I heard ya."
"Mother, when I finish my dessert, may I go..."
"Kathy, you get back inside where you belong. Can't you see we got company?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"That's the trouble with kids nowadays. They don't know their place. Shove your plate over, will you, Jim?"
"I'll answer it, Mrs. Collins."
"Oh, now you stay right where you are. What do you think you're paying me for?"
"That's a reasonable question, isn't it, Jim?"
"Okay, okay, I'm coming. Hello?"
"Yes, indeed. You get a couple of kids in the house and you're..."
"Oh, hello, Mickey."
"Yes, indeed."
"I did, huh? What'd it pay? 15, 40. Hey, that's all right. Now listen, put $5 down on little Jeff in the fourth at Bay Meadows. Yeah, $5 to win. Okay, Mick, I'll give you a grout tomorrow."
"Well, Mrs. Collins has an endless assortment of talent, hasn't she, Jim?"
"All right, Margaret, you don't have to rub it in."
"She's just a little gem my husband brought home for some polishing."
"Mrs. Anderson, I'm afraid that we..."
"That's all right, isn't it? $15.40 for two. I sure can't pick 'em, can I? Any of you kids play the races?"
"Harry, I have an awful headache."
"I know, dear. The way I feel, a headache would be a relief."
"Mrs. Collins, if nothing more important comes up in the next few minutes, could you please bring us some food?"
Okay, but take it from me, you're skipping a good thing if you miss little Jeff in the fourth tomorrow.
Mrs. Collins, if you don't hurry up, we'll be ready to eat little Jeff tonight.
Touché. That's French for roast beef's coming up.
Good night, Mrs. Anderson. It was a lovely evening. One I'll never forget.
Well, I'm sure of that.
Good night, Anderson. And Mrs. Anderson, it was, good night.
Good night.
Good night, sir. We'll, have to get together again real soon.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, sometime soon. Good night.
Quiet, isn't it?
Margaret, I don't know what to say. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I think that woman's insane.
No, dear. She's just, well, uninhibited.
Hmm.
She likes to speak her mind.
What mind? She's got the brain of a half-witted hyena. And if she had the least bit of decency, she'd give it back.
Jim.
What?
Did you see the look on Mrs. Edwards' face when Collins told her she needed a new girdle?
Oh, that was nothing. You should have seen Edwards when she told him he could use one, too.
Jim, I can't help it, but I think those are two of the stuffiest people I've ever met.
She told Edwards, she said she...
Oh, well, everyone's having a good time, huh? That's what I like. People laughing and enjoying themselves. You live longer that way.
Mrs. Collins, I'd like to speak to you if I may.
Oh, talk's nice, don't he? Go ahead, kid.
Thank you, Mrs. Collins. I'm not usually one to complain.
Complain? Oh, we'll go right ahead. If you feel you got a beef coming, just spread it right out. That's the way it ought to be. Everything out in the open, all the cards right out there on the table.
Right. Now, Mrs. Collins...
No, I don't go for this stabbing in the back routine. You got any complaints? I want to hear them. It's your house. I'm working for you. Anything you don't like, all you got to do is just tell me.
How?
Jim, you'll wake up the children.
You don't have to yell at me. Just talk and I'll listen.
Mrs. Collins, there are a great many things I could say and a great many ways in which I could say them. But since all the things I have to say and all the ways in which I have to say them add up to one and the self-same thing, I say to you now, from the very bottom of my heart, you are fired.
Jim, you know, in my whole life, that's the nicest way I ever got canned. Well, I gotta go to bed.
Just a moment, Mrs. Collins. I'm afraid you don't understand. My husband fired you. You don't work here anymore.
I know. I ain't deef. But I still got to go to sleep.
You will not sleep here, Mrs. Collins. We want you to go away now. You're discharged. You're the most discharged person we've ever had in this house. Now, will you please pack up your things and get out?
Jim, I'm surprised at you. A smart man like you with a nice home, nice family... You ought to know more about the law. You can't fire me. I gotta have a week's notice.
I'm giving you a week's notice. I'll pay your wages for a whole week. Only please go away.
But I like it here. It ain't just the wages, Jim. I'm supposed to get room and board.
I'll give you 2 weeks' wages.
I don't think so. You got a piano. I can call my bookie on the phone. It's like a vacation with pay.
Margaret.
Mrs. Collins, is there anything I can do so
Sure.
That...
Call me when breakfast is ready. Well, good night. See you all in the morning, eh?
Margaret?
Yes, dear?
When they start giving out awards to the world's prized idiot, be sure to tell them about me.
Oh, Jim, darling, you are an idiot, but you'd never take any prize.
I certainly would.
Well, I won't argue. After all, Father knows best.
Well, Father certainly plunged into that head over heels. Now how sorry he is. It just goes to show it always pays to look before you leap. On that score, when it comes to buying a pound of cocoa, it certainly pays to look for flavor. The most in flavor for every penny you spend. After all, flavor is what you're paying for. And we don't think you can beat that famous flavor we pack into every pound of Farewell Cottage cocoa. So be sure you get all the flavor and fragrance you pay for. Your money's worth and more. You always will with Farewell Cottage cocoa. Always good to the very last sip. This world is not so bad a world as some would like to make it, but whether good or whether bad depends on how we take it. A week's gone by, and we find Jim Anderson walking down a busy street in downtown Springfield. The Chamber of Commerce is still dear to his heart, and he is not what you would call a particularly happy man. Like this.
Serves me right. That's what it does. Make a fool of myself in front of Edwards. Spoil my chances of getting on the board. Gosh, I wanted that spot on the Chamber of Commerce. The speeches I could have made. About important things, too. Why, I could have said things like, ladies and gentlemen, it's an established fact that everybody wants a different thing. A farm, a store, a college education for their children, or maybe they just want to retire and go fishing.
I say, Anderson.
Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Edwards. I didn't see you.
I thought if you weren't in any great hurry, we might take a stroll together. A little matter has come up that I'd like to discuss with you.
Why, of course, Mr. Edwards. It'll be a very great pleasure.
You know, Anderson, we never did get down to a discussion of business at your house the other night.
Mr. Edwards, I wanted to explain about that. You see...
Tut, my boy. No need to explain. I understand completely. As you know, Anderson, there's a vacancy on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, and, well, it's yours if you want it.
If I want it? Why, Mr. Edwards, of course I want it. And thank you very much.
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing at all. Tell me, Anderson, that Mrs. Collins, is she still with you?
No, we finally got rid of her this morning.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't think we could have taken it another day. She had the whole family waiting on her hand and foot all week.
I see. You wouldn't know how I could get in touch with her, do you?
Well, I might. I think she left a forwarding address with Margaret, but why?
Well, I wouldn't want this to get around, Anderson.
Of course not. I won't say a word.
Well, I followed that bit of advice Mrs. Collins gave me about little Jeff, you know? And I won $64.
You've been listening to a Piton Players production. Father Knows Best stars in order of appearance Tim Greenouch, Melanie Jean, Thomas Smith, Debbie Kimball, Tony Soto, Donna Mann, and Rand Coconut. This production was directed by Lisa J. and Tim Greenouch and edited and produced by Taya J. Our theme song is A Taste of Honey by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
All I wanted to do was talk about Coco.
I'll cut you off. You just need to be a jerk. I'll cut you off all the day. All day long.
I guess you're not Harry.
I'm not Harry.
Sorry.
I'm Jim.
I know.
Don't you even know your husband's name?
I mean,
sorry, Jim.
Harry and I got something going on.
I can see Taya cracking up.
This is a lot easier than live theater.
Mrs. Collins.
The next course will be a horse.
Where's her husband?
Can you guess?
Okay. Okay, here we go.
I checked him out the window years ago.
Like that old pair of pants.
Yeah.
You're always ready for your husband to come home.
With your little apron on.
You already know it's him.
So disgusting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.